The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Thanks, Bass, and good afternoon to all of our listeners. And a very rainy day as well. I hope you are dry wherever you are. But of course, we have a very special show today, Diabetes and You. And we're focusing on men's health today because I know Freedom is looking at men's mental health wellness month. But of course, this weekend coming is Father's Day. So I wanted to focus today, especially on men's health. And I have a very special guest with us. But before I introduce him, I want to... I want to talk about what's going on at the Diabetes Association. So we have our sixth form internship program, which we've closed off registration last week. We have almost 800 applicants. So lots of applicants, very enthusiastic sixth formers, and we are going to be choosing about 100 of those for interviews. So about 100 of them will get emails probably between today and tomorrow for interviews, and then we're going to choose the top 36. So look out for those, and of course those are going to be with us. So those young people are going to be with us for the next 2 months, going through our health internship program. Very, very excited to meet all of the new interns that we have. As I'm on the topic of interns, I want to set out a special plea for assistance for one of our past interns, Christopher, and he's actually been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and we're trying to raise some funds for him to get treatment. So if you go across to the Diabetes Association pages, he's a NAPS student. He just finished NAPS. He actually got into medical school this year, and he can't start medical school because he has to get his treatment. He has to start next week. The good news is this type of cancer is treatable, but of course he needs to get it early treatment, and it costs quite a lot. So we are trying to raise funds. There's a GoFundMe. If you go onto the Diabetes Association page, you could click on the link and you could donate, but you could also reach out to the Diabetes Association to give some donation as well. Chris was diagnosed a few weeks ago, but even after the diagnosis, he was still volunteering with us at some of our outreaches and coming here to do research, and it was very, very much deserving of the support that we need. So I just wanted to give that special plea for him. But if you do want to find out any more about the association, give us a call at 607-3288. That's the Diabetes Association's phone number. Or you could also go to any of our social media pages. So I want to get into the program. And as I said, we had a very special guest today. He is Dr. Adrian Ramkisoon. He's a consultant urologist. He's a national scholar. He's a newly trained medical doctor, and he specializes in urology. He's well known for surgical expertise, including laser prostate surgeries, kidney stone procedures, and some oncological operations throughout the urinary tract. He is, of course, at the San Fernando General Hospital. And he's the head of the department there, and of course he's also with the Medical Associates, and I want to shout out Medical Associates for making this connection and getting Dr. Ramkisoon on the program today. So welcome to the program, Dr. Ramkisoon.
Hi, good day. Thank you, Andrew, for having me.
And of course, I'm glad that you're here today, because we're talking about men's health, because Father's Day is often one of the few times that men's health gets highlighted, and fathers get appreciated, or men get appreciated. But it's of course a good opportunity to speak about men's health, and particularly men's health concerning diabetes. Now, I want to get into the program because we often hear that men's health is important, but sometimes men don't openly discuss it. And one of the main things, and I want to start right off the bat here, because this is one of the main things, and you mentioned it to me as soon as I invited you to the program, is the number one thing men talk about is erectile dysfunction. So Let's get right into that because I know our listeners may be very much interested, and we will be opening up the phone lines very soon. We'll be taking your calls, we'll be taking your questions on WhatsApp. But let's get into that, Dr. Ramkisoon. Tell us about how diabetes could affect or cause erectile dysfunction, and what is it, erectile dysfunction?
So, diabetes and erectile dysfunction are strongly linked. Erectile dysfunction refers to the ability to not being able to perform, right? And it is one of the most common complications of diabetes, and it affects a significant portion of men who suffer from diabetes. That men who are diabetic are three times more likely to get erectile dysfunction than a non-diabetic. And then those who are diabetic now, there's a 10 to 20% chance that you're going to get ED depending on how bad your diabetes is controlled. So if you have poorly controlled diabetes, you're in some serious hot water because ED is coming your way at fast and furious. And ED, a lot of diabetics always ask, but doc, how did I get this? Can you fix this? And the answer to that is you have to understand how you got it. See, diabetes affects the nerve function. It causes what they call diabetic neuropathy. And a lot of people know diabetic neuropathy, and I'm sure you had many lectures about this, where they're walking on the ground, they mash a nail, they didn't even feel the mash a nail, they hit the toenail, next thing you know, you have to amputate the toe or they get an infection and they have to end up losing their leg. So just as how diabetes affects the nerves in the foot, remember diabetes is an entire disease that affects the whole body. So it's not only going to affect the nerves in the foot, it's going to affect the nerves in the eye, it's going to affect the nerves in the stomach. And likewise, it affects the nerves that cause erections. So when it damages the nerves that cause erections, you're not going to get any nerve stimulation. In addition to affecting the nerves, the blood vessels go hand in hand. So the high sugar levels in the blood causes damage to the blood vessels. And this is what they call diabetic vascular disease. And this is the same diabetic vascular disease that you find in diabetics in their eyes, that you find in diabetics in their foot. So whatever happens in one part of the body, and diabetes happens throughout the entire part of the body. So if your nerves and blood vessels are going to be affected, it's likewise, it's going to affect the vessels and nerves that supply and are responsible for erections. So that's going to cause issues. Now, a next big trigger for causing erectile dysfunction in diabetics is their hormonal changes. And this will lead us into a whole new discussion again. Because what happens in diabetics is that their testosterone levels tend to be lower than normal.
And so before we go into that discussion about testosterone, Dr. Ramkisoon, just to recall, you said 10 to 20% of people with diabetes or men with diabetes would get erectile dysfunction in life, or
Yep, that's correct. So you see the data is multiple different studies will give different reports. So when you analyze it, they will analyze the erectile dysfunction into mild, mild to moderate, moderate to severe, and severe. And the figures range anywhere from you have 19.4% to 15.4%, 10.4% to 21.6%. So when you take the average, it goes between 10 to 20% of guys. No, here's the thing. They even compared type 1 diabetics to type 2 diabetics. And they found that in patients who have type 1 diabetes, their rates of getting infections was about 37.5%. Now, this is new data, compared to those who had type 2 diabetics, that was 66.3%. Now, this is a meta-analysis, and a meta-analysis is a study of numerous papers. So this tends to be a good, strong level of confidence, a good, strong level of data we're speaking about. So in essence, when you analyze and you put it away, a person with diabetes has approximately a 3.5-fold higher prevalence of ED than a guy without it.
But my question is to follow up on that, is that does this mean that if you have diabetes, it's inevitable, or does it relate to your diabetes control? And that's a question I think many men with diabetes might have in their mind. Does it mean, okay, I have diabetes, that means, okay, inevitably, this is going to happen to me, or if I control my diabetes, it may not happen to me. What's your take on that?
So it all you are correct. It's all about control. Remember, this is just giving you a risk. So the data shows that you're 3.5 times more likely to get it. So that means Okay, out of 100 guys, we're looking at probably about 35% of those guys may get it. However, if you have practiced proper control, you can delay the onset of getting it or even retard it. Because there are diabetics I know who have no issues at all, none whatsoever.
But let's get into the topic of testosterone, because you mentioned it before, and I think it's on the minds of many men, because you often hear as you get older your testosterone levels go down. Is this natural or is it not? But before we get there, I wanted to explain to our listeners what is testosterone and what it actually does, and then talk about if it is that your testosterone levels are decreasing, what symptoms, what signs you might see. So let's start talking. Tell listeners, what exactly is testosterone? What does this hormone do?
So testosterone is the building block of a man, simply put. It is produced by the testicles, and this is responsible. It's an anabolic steroid, and it's responsible for a man being a man. It's responsible for his energy. It's responsible for his mood. It's responsible for his body mass, having muscles. It causes a man to have a libido, right? So it's a very important hormone. Now, as men get older, it is well known that your testosterone will decrease. But low testosterone is actually more common in type 2 diabetics. And the reason, and how does it manifest? Very simple. You have a decreased libido, which is a decreased interest in your sex drive. You may have the erectile dysfunction, like we discussed before. You will realize that you're losing body mass. Your muscle mass is getting less. Your mood, by the time the afternoon hits or by lunchtime hits, you have a depressed mood. You're sunken. You're sleepy. You're lethargic. You have lack of energy. You want to go and sleep in the evening. So these are the symptoms of a guy who has hypogonadism, which is a low testosterone. Now, how do you get that? It's not that you just wake up in the morning and you get it. You see, a lot of research has been done into this. And when you're diabetic, you have something called insulin resistance, which means that your body doesn't respond. Your body cells don't respond to insulin. You have higher sugar levels. So in simple terms, let's say you need 10 grams of, I mean, this is simple terms. Let's say you need 1 gram of insulin to cause a response in your body. Patients who are insulin resistant, the cells that the insulin work on don't respond as much. So 1 gram of insulin is not going to do the trick. You might need 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 grams of insulin to get a response. So that's what we mean when we say insulin resistance. Because, you know, so when you have the insulin resistance, and insulin resistance causes your body to have higher sugar levels. Mm-hmm. And having higher sugar levels, it falls into a whole cluster of something called metabolic syndrome. A metabolic syndrome is a bunch of diseases that cluster together where you have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, central obesity. And what these guys do, these things increase your insulin resistance. And once you increase your insulin resistance, your testosterone is going to drop down. Now, here's an interesting thing. And low testosterone and type 2 diabetes has a mutual bi-directional relationship. And I will explain that. Mm-hmm. It means that when a man, men have diabetes, they're more likely to have low testosterone. But it also says, it goes the other way around. If a gentleman comes to you and he has low testosterone, there's a more likely chance and probability that he now will develop diabetes. And that is some very interesting data.
Mm-hmm. Very much interesting, but I mean, we're talking about testosterone now, but I think on many persons' minds are a couple of questions. One, how do you test to find out? How do you actually know for sure you have low testosterone? And two, if you do have low testosterone, is there anything that can be done? Is there supplementation that could be done, or is it medication that could be given, or is it lifestyle changes? So tell us. How do you test, and then how can it be rectified in the first place, and how?
That's an excellent question. So how do you test for testosterone? Testosterone has to be tested from your blood, early morning testosterone after a good night's sleep. And I'll explain why. It's simple. Your testosterone levels are the highest in the morning. This is why you wake up in the morning with a morning erection. All right? During the day, your testosterone levels drop. So if you go and check your testosterone level at 4 p.m. in the afternoon and compare it to your 8 to 8 a.m. in the morning blood sample, it will be two completely different results. So you want to check your testosterone, you do an early morning testosterone test at 8 o'clock in the morning when the lab opens after a good night's sleep. Second, how, if you do get tested with testosterone, what's the cutoff value? The American Urological Association uses the cutoff value of 300. So if your value is less than 300 or sometimes 3 on one of the blood tests, depends on whatever scaling they use, you know you have low testosterone. How can you fix it? To fix low testosterone, you first have to look at the patient. You have to look at what is the patient wishes and their outcome and their age. Low testosterone treatment in a young guy will be different from low testosterone treatment in an older guy. And I'll start with the older guys first. But the gentlemen who have completed their family and have all the children that they want and they're not interested in having children, when you have a low testosterone, you could give them testosterone injections. All right? Testosterone injections, they work very efficiently, very effectively, and they will send the testosterone up. And all the symptoms that the gentlemen were having before, where they had a decreased libido with the ED, reduced muscle mass, the mood, the lack of interest, all those things go away. The patients tell you, within a few days, it goes away. So you, for the older guy, you could use injections, testosterone injection, testosterone. The formal name is called testosterone replacement therapy. But here's the thing. In a young guy, if you give a young gentleman testosterone, it will send his sperm count to zero.
Oh, why is that?
Because you see, it's a negative feedback effect. Remember, the body, the testicles produce testosterone. And the testicles also produce, the testicles are stimulated to produce testosterone by two hormones, LH and FSH. And the FSH is responsible for, acts on the cells in the testicle, the Sertoli cells, to produce sperm. So when you give somebody testosterone, you get a negative feedback to the brain. So the brain thinks, hey, the testicles producing plenty testosterone. Tell them to cut it off. And what it will do, it will cut off the messenger, which helps produce sperm. So now it signals to the testicle, don't make any more testosterone, so you won't make any sperm neither. Because you know why? Because it's sensing the testosterone that it got from the injection. So that is why when a man, a young fella, wants a testosterone injection, you have to counsel them and tell them, yo, hear this, your sperm count is going to go to zero. And a lot of times, if you have a young guy who already has his family, they will sit up, that don't matter, you know. Go ahead and do it. And some of them, they will go and do sperm analysis after, and when you check it, see their sperm count drop down to zero. So in the younger guy, it's a little different. So you mentioned something about lifestyle, and that's the first thing we target for both ages. You have to change your lifestyle. How do you change your lifestyle? You have to exercise, lose weight, stop smoking. Smoking kills everything. Smoking is horrible. Smoking destroys your testicles.
And vaping as well.
Vaping. They all fall into the same bracket. The same damage is done, just a different way it's being done. And you make the lifestyle changes. You exercise. You're going to improve your insulin sensitivity. You're going to, if you start to lose central obesity, that's the weight around your belly. That's your dal belly weight. If you lose that, you're going to increase your testosterone levels. In addition, eating right is going to increase. And for some gentlemen, with who have poor diets, you could give them natural supplements that are important building blocks for sperm and for testosterone production. You see, not all the time when we eat food, the food is beneficial to us. It may just be food we eat in, and the food will have the proper nutrients and vitamins and minerals. So in certain cases, you want to ensure that the patient takes the proper supplements that could help them. Like, for example, it's well known that zinc is extremely important for testicular health. Zinc, vitamin B6, vitamin C are extremely important for men's health. A lot of patients are using these new products called ashwagandha, right? Which has also been shown, all right? So there are numerous products on the market that can help you boost your testosterone. And what they do, those tablets, they act on the cellular level by providing the proper nutrients. And it is like a factory. You want to build nice cars, you have to provide them with the proper equipment, the proper raw materials. So likewise, the supplements are the raw materials. But you cannot take testosterone injections if you want to get pregnant. So if you want to have a baby with your loved one, don't be taking no testosterone supplement because you won't be getting pregnant.
Well, as you said that, there are two things that come to mind. We need to take a break shortly, but there are two things that come to mind in what you would have discussed a little while ago. One is about your testosterone level being higher in the morning. And I've often heard that for shift workers, their testosterone levels may be much decreased. And we often hear about higher levels of ED in sometimes in shift workers. Is that true or it? And the second question I would have had for you is, you mentioned about taking testosterone. What about anabolic steroids that people may take to gain muscle in as they're exercising? And I mean, it's, I know some people will be doing those things. Does that affect your sperm count as well?
Well, once your anabolic steroid is testosterone, your sperm count gone to zero. It is raining right now in Trinidad. Right? Rain will always be wet. Whether you go Ikakas or Arima, rain will be wet. Mm-hmm. So likewise, once you take anabolic steroids and it is testosterone and it is going to mess. So you're gonna get muscle weight. You're gonna look like a super strong guy. You're not going to be firing on cylinders.
How about shift workers?
Right. So I'm glad you asked that because I totally overlooked that. And the truth is that that's a very big thing. I see a lot of shift workers. They come and they tell us how they say how they're, when the moment they start to talk to you, you already know their testosterone is low. Now, there's something we need to understand that happens in a shift worker. The average person has something called a circadian rhythm. That's your natural sleep and wake cycle. And that's how your hormones operate. So when you are a shift worker and you are working all these crazy hours, when you're supposed to be sleeping, you're working, and when you're supposed to be waking, you're sleeping. What happens is that these guys tend to have lower testosterone, and this is because of the disrupted circadian rhythm. It causes the imbalances in the testosterone production. Also, a lot of the shift workers have poor sleep. They have a lot of sleep deprivation and stress. So this causes what they call a shift worker sleep disorder, where when they reach home, they cannot sleep. And if you cannot sleep, you can't recharge the body. The body cannot recharge. You cannot get to make testosterone. And all these things, what happens with low testosterone? They get what they call hypogonadism, which is low testosterone. They get a lower libido, erectile dysfunction, and it affects them big time because when it is their time to sleep during the day, they have to go and pick up children. They have to go and pay bills, they have to go and do grocery, and then they're going back to work in the night. So when you really analyze a week in a sleep worker's life, and you look to say, okay, let's see if you had regular sleep, the answer is no. So their testosterone values are off the chart, are really, really low. Some of them values would be 1.1, you know, it'd be really, really low.
But lots more questions I have for you. And I know our listeners also have questions, but let's take a break. Base is in studio. Let's take a break and we will come back. We'll take some calls and answer some more questions as well. We're with Dr. Adrian Ramkisoon, urologist. We're chatting about men's health today on diabetes and you. Base?
Yes, all right, folks. Of course, yeah, diabetes and you keep on listening. All right, students, this one is for you. Unlock your creativity with Kariri's Innovation Nation, TNT's number one vacation program. Choose from coding, entrepreneurship, and green energy. And power your future today. Thanks to Republic Bank, B-Mobile, Guardian Media, and Freedom 106.5 FM. It's all happening now. Visit coding.kariri.com. And Roof Mechanics and Company Limited can supply all your roofing needs, from fabricating to metal decking, custom length sheeting, aluminum guttering, soffits, and flashings. Roof Mechanics and Company Limited has it all. Visit them at their two locations, Debe and, of course, Kunupia, or online at roofmechanicstt.com. Also, once again, we're letting you know that Trinidad and Tobago Field of Speed at the UCI Cycling Grand Prix hits the National Cycling Center, Couva, Thursday to Saturday from 5 p.m. Cheer on Team TNT versus the world's best. Tickets, $80. Kids under 12 are free. Speed Paradise is on, people. We take that break and we come back, of course, to line up some of your questions. 625-2257, 627-3223. WhatsApp us at 3061065. Men's Health, Diabetes, and You Today.
You should watch Spellbound.
It's a game for kids like me.
We're really good at it.
Probably better than you.
It's on Mondays at 8.
Streaming live on Facebook and at cnc3.co.tt.
Reruns on Wednesdays at 4:25 p.m. and on Saturdays at 5 p.m.
Can you spell like these school children can? You've got to watch to find out.
On CNC3.
Brought to you by the Ministry of Planning, Economic Affairs and Development. Parrier Fuel Trading Company Limited with Oxytos Plus and thebesttoys.com.
CNC3 Prime Time, 8 to 10 p.m. We've got everything you need. On Mondays, we shape the children for the future with Spellbound. Tuesdays, future young leaders debate and make your point. And we get the men's point of view with manhood. Wednesdays, new entrepreneurs pitching for glory on planting seeds. And the women disrupt the status quo in breaking stereotypes. Thursdays, health education covered with the Doctor's Journal. And Ask the Doctor. And Fridays are about the suspense, the drama, and the intensity with a bit of passion. CNC3 Prime Time, 8 to 10 p.m. Everything you need.
Looking for quality roofing materials? Roof Mechanics and Company Limited can supply all your roofing needs. From purlins, I-beams, hatch channels, and metal decking to standing seam, corrugated, new wave sheeting, custom flashings, and aluminum guttering. Roof Mechanics and Company Limited has it all at prices you love. Visit them today at their two locations, Debe and Canupia, or online at www.roofmechanicstt.com. Roof Mechanics and Company Limited, your local, trusted roofing expert.
This vacation period, embark on an epic adventure of discovery and problem solving. Join Kariri's Innovation Nation, TNT's number one youth innovation program. Choose your track from STEAM to entrepreneurship and innovation to green energy. Registration closes on Wednesday, 30th June. This project was made possible through the generosity of Republic Bank Limited as part of its Power to Make a Difference program, as well as B-Mobile, Methanex, and Freedom 106.5 FM. Register now at coding.kariri.com.
So we now return back to our program right here, Freedom 106.5 FM, Diabetes and You.
Thanks, Beast. And we are going to be taking some of your calls, some of your questions. So give us a call or send us a WhatsApp. Beast, you'll let me know if any comes in. We are with Dr. Adrian Ramke soon, and he is a specialist consultant urologist, a urological surgeon. He's the head of department of urology at the San Fernando General Hospital. And he also is with Medical Associates. So, and we are here talking about men's health. We had a very interesting conversation before the break about erectile dysfunction and testosterone. And I know that some of our listeners would have some questions. If you do have a question.
Yeah. All right. So this question, this one is about a female. My sister is 55 years old. She's diabetic and she has an infection on her big toe. She's taken her sugar tablets, but her sugar level is always around 400. Please help.
Well, my advice to you and your sister is you need to seek medical care. You need to go to your doctor. If it is that you are going to a primary health center, if they go into the health center, and if it is that medicine isn't or you're not seeing results, then I advise you to go to a specialist. You can call us here at the Diabetes Association, and we'll give you a specialist in the area you might be able to see. I mean, if the tablets aren't working, and I mean, I don't know what the case, but for many persons, they're very resistant to taking insulin, and sometimes insulin is what may be needed to control the diabetes. Now, I would advise, give us a call at the association, 607-3288, and we will get some more information from you, and we'll also direct you to a physician who might best be able to help. But that needs to be seen about, because we don't want that toe or that foot to be lost.
All right. I've been seeing a lot of stuff on coming up on the social media about insulin resistance. You know, well, at least reducing your insulin, about exercising, the fasting, you know, these cutting down the carbs. Could those things really work?
Yes, well, yeah, I think Dr. Ramsey mentioned insulin resistance in our talk earlier today, and insulin resistance, as he gave a really nice analogy about your body needing a certain amount of insulin, and with insulin resistance, for the action of insulin to happen, which is insulin allows sugar that you eat to get into the cells. With insulin resistance, you need a lot more insulin, so your body needs to produce a lot more. And definitely, actually, at the Diabetes Association, we're currently doing an insulin resistance study, and we're measuring insulin resistance measuring something called C-peptide and some other markers as well, some physical markers as well. And oftentimes when persons are pre-diabetic, this is where we detect insulin resistance. And if we do detect pre-diabetes, this is the time in which we could actually intervene and make some of those lifestyle changes, which will reverse the insulin resistance and put you on a trajectory away from diabetes towards being healthier. So definitely true. That's true. And again, you could reach out to the association to find out more and to work with some of our branches, and we'd be able to assist them as well.
I've seen a phone call coming here. Let's take it. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Can you speak up, please, so we could hardly hear you? I don't know if you're on speakerphone, but we're not hearing you at all, clearly at all.
Are you here?
Hello?
You hear me now?
A little better now, yes. Thank you.
So, I've often heard, right, because I am across my 50s, right, but I've always been involved in sports all my years, right? But I've often heard that exactly what you said, that when you reach all these age, that your testosterone level decreases substantially. But we have also heard that exercise and rest boost your testosterone levels at this age. Is that a myth, or is that a fact that exercise and rest, good adequate rest, boosts your testosterone level at this age? Now, I don't really have any suffer for any erectile dysfunction and this kind of thing. But you know, your body start to feel that, you know, tiredness on a daily basis. So this is what I'm asking.
Yeah. Thanks for that question, Dr. Ramkisu.
Sure. Let's first deal with the rest, because we touched on the rest when we were discussing the ship workers and how the ship workers tend to have the syndrome where they have this disorder, where, you know, they have the ship work sleep disorder. So sleep is critical. Sleep means a lot. You need to get 8 hours sleep a day. There are numerous sleep studies that have been analyzed. I mean, we could talk days about sleep. But in a nutshell, and to answer his question, majority of your daily testosterone production is made while you sleep, during the deep sleep phases. So if you get good sleep in the night, yes, it will build your testosterone up. Now, exercise. Let's talk about exercise, because there are different types of exercise. While exercise is critical in controlling your metabolic, controlling insulin resistance and helping it reverse it, along with diet, resistance training, which is a type of exercise in where you lift heavy weights and you get fatigued and you do a couple of those in a few reps, they help stimulate testosterone release. High intensity exercises also cause a temporary surge in your testosterone. And any exercise that recruits groups of muscles also have been shown to stimulate testosterone in comparison to isolation alone. So yes, regular exercise with combining resistance training, high intensity training, will help also boost your testosterone. So the answer, in a nutshell, for him is yes.
Yeah, thanks for that. And basically, do we have another call? Or
well, that's it for calls for the moment, and that's it for the WhatsApp messages.
Okay. So if you are getting another one, tell us. But I want to find out, Dr. Rampisun, about prostate issues. And again, this is another big thing for men. And I know that you specialize in prostate surgeries as a urologist. So tell us a little bit about the link between diabetes and prostate issues, and what is the risk of enlargement or even cancer in these men?
So diabetes, especially type 2 diabetics we're speaking about, has a these patients have an increased risk and severity from what they call an enlarged prostate, that is called BPH, benign prostatic hyperplasia. A lot of men in Trinidad know it as a swollen prostate. The prostate swell, the prostate get bigger, you know, as they get old. Now, as you get older in life, evidence shows 50% of men at 50 years old will have a problem to pee. This goes up to 70% of men at 70 years old. So, you know, as you get older in life, you will have some issues to pee. But being diabetic causes your experience and your BPH symptoms and your passing urine symptoms to be more severe. Now, one of the reasons why they say this is that research has shown that the insulin resistance and
Dr. Adrian Ramkisoon again, he's a specialist consultant, urological surgeon at the San Fernando General Hospital, head of department there, and he also is with the Medical Associates Hospital. Thanks so much to our listeners. And if you need our help at the association, give us a call, 607-3288. Go to our Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, TikTok. Go to our website, diabetes-tt.org, and also consider donating to our young Chris from the association, who's in need of support now. Base, over to you. Thanks again, and we'll chat soon.
All right, thank you there, Dr. Andrew Daniel, and your guests. A very informative show, as always. You've been listening to Diabetes and You, heard every Thursday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 106.5.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.